What up, family? It's another episode of the Social Advice Podcast, where it don't take that long to get right, shorty. I have developed this podcast to be for creatives, for marketers, for branding experts, for folks who are in their creative bag. And I wanted to take the time today to talk about a subject that I'm seeing more and more in this field. It has become a struggle. And I think what happens is that brands want to be out there. They want to be known. They want sales. They want conversion. They want to make sure that their thing is being sold and that people know about what it is they're doing. And I get it. And I think it's cool. And I think it's dope. And I think it's necessary. But what I'm seeing here, there is this warring between proper branding and marketing and the idea of, we'll just hire a PR, right? And trust me, I work with PRs every day, and I am not against PRs. I believe that a PR agent is needed, part of the branding and marketing team. I don't think it is a standalone thing where you forego branding, you forego marketing, you forego really putting your message into the world organically because you have a PR agent who is going to shoot your stuff out, you know, to their network. And so what I wanted to talk about today is not to down PR agents at all. This is so you can understand, in my opinion, where they sit in this structure. And so I believe just, you know, growing a brand organically and investing in a comprehensive branding strategy overall has its advantages over merely getting a PR agent to manage your public relations and your big things that you got going on, your media outreach. And I think there's a breakdown between what's branding and marketing and what's your PR and how they all fit together. And so there's some things that I want to talk about today. Number one being long-term equity in terms of your brand, how brand growth and PR, your PR fits in that. I want to talk about customer loyalty and trust. I want to talk about differentiation in the marketplace. I want to talk about control over the messaging. Finally, I want to talk about adaptability and innovation. I think these are all things that we're going to talk about. Branding and marketing versus PR agents. And this is not to down any of that, but to bring us up to speed on where we could potentially sit to maximize both of those efforts. All right, so let's start with long-term equity. So developing a brand builds long-term equity in terms of your audience, your clients. It encompasses not just the visual identity, but also the values, the mission, and the customer experiences that distinguish the brand. You can't get that, unfortunately, in PR. It can tell us, PR can put a story out there, but for people to really identify and get a really strong grasp of the values of your organization, the values of your mission, what you're doing and how you're doing it, and what goals you're trying to reach, it has to be done from a brand standpoint, right? And this equity becomes a valuable asset over time, contributing to customer loyalty and higher perceived value. You know, we always go back to, what Bentley commercials do you see? What Rolls Royce commercials do you see? But their value of their brand is high. People hold them in high regard. When you start thinking about the most expensive cars, people oftentimes quickly go to Rolls Royce and Bentley. And their PR is not as strong because their mission and their brand stands for something that's even stronger than their external output. So in terms of equity, PR efforts can boost, of course, the visibility and manage the reputation, but they're generally more transient. It's more one off here, one there, showing up on the news, showing up in an article, being in this news publication, you know. And the impact, of course, this is the blurring line, right, to see what's worth more. The impact of these things is significant. PR can be very significant, and often depends on the continued investment into media, right? So you're trying to build this thing and you say, you know, I'm going to get a PR agent, and your PR agent is charging you, and they're going out and they're saying, okay, we're going to put you in this news outlet over here. We're going to put you in this magazine over here. We're going to have you featured on this podcast over here. We're going to have you do this over there. And that's good if you can keep up the snuff in everything you do. Sometimes it's called pay to play. You got to put that money in so you can get something out of it. But when does that stop? When do you own enough of the market? When is your brand strong enough to live without that, so that the PR is just an ancillary piece to come just boost you when you need a boost, but you have messaging, you have a team of people, you have a brand strategy that can live on its own. So brand growth versus PR when it comes to long-term equity, I see PR as a boost. It'll get you there really, really quickly, but a good brand will keep you there and have people really trust and patronize your brand over and over and over again. So let's talk about customer loyalty and trust. So, you know, with PR, while PR can enhance a brand's image and credibility through media, it doesn't directly build the relationship with the customer, and is effectively, as you know, it's not as direct of brand engagement and strategy. It's, hey, our shoe company is throwing a 40% sale. Our PR person is putting this in the news. Our PR person is making sure that our CEO is getting a spot to talk about it on the local news or whatever. Cool, but that does not make me know anything about your shoes. It does not make me love your shoe. It does not make me talk about your shoe to someone else. And I'm not going to tell too many people about your 40% off sale because I don't know the shoes itself. If it's $100 and you give them 40% off, that it may not even be worth $60, right? So I'm not going to necessarily be connected to the brand. I have information about your brand, but I'm not connected to the brand. While it is that a strong brand fosters trust and loyalty among customers, when customers identify with the brand's values and experiences and consistent positive interactions, they are more likely to remain loyal advocates. And we want loyal clients. We want loyal folks who will continue to patronize us and keep our businesses going, keep our brands going. And so think about it from that perspective. If you build a strong brand, a PR has something to work with. If you don't have a strong brand, the PR is really a fly by night. Let's keep going. So that brings me into number three, differentiation in the market. So effective brands help a business stand out in a crowd. By clearly articulating what makes it unique and delivering consistently on that promise. So building a strong brand is connectivity to the product, connectivity to what the offering is. They understand it. They understand how it needs to be displayed and whether the perks and the positive assets around what it is that you're offering. And they go out and they can build on the relationship because they know the product. While it is that in a PR circumstance or situation, you can communicate what these things are, but without a strong underlying brand to have people connect to, it kind of fails the long-term test, right? It fails the ability to get people to, for instance, Nordstrom's has a very strong brand. I love Nordstrom's. I think Nordstrom's is one of the best places in the world to shop. And the reason I believe that is because I know that on the East Coast, in most major malls, there is possibly a Nordstrom there. And if I can get to a Nordstrom, I know there's a certain level of clothing I can get. I know that the perfume or the cologne I like to wear is there. I know that they potentially have the shoe selection is going to be the shoe selection that I like to select from, right? They maybe have a David Yurman stand. I like David Yurman jewelry. So they have a David Yurman stand I can go and pick something up. Versus, I don't know too much about Belk's. I don't know too much about Macy's. Now, these are great places, and they do have commercials. I see more commercials for Belk's and Macy's than I do Nordstrom, but I know every time I go in Nordstrom's, I'm going to see something that I want and I like, versus me going to Macy's outside of the polo section. it's a one-off, right? And that's just me. I'm not downing Macy's. I'm just saying, for me, that brand, I'm connected to that brand. So really, I don't have to see commercials about Nordstrom's. I don't have to see them, their chief brand officer on the news. I don't have to see them inside of GQ magazine, because I know what they've built in terms of how they do business and how they they've branded themselves, and even their storytelling online and all those types of things is strong enough for me. Right? So that's how they differentiate themselves, and they have control over their messaging, right? So that's number four. Having a well-defined brand strategy gives a company control over its messaging across all platforms and touch points. This consistency reinforces brand identity and aids in building cohesive perception in public eye. This is super important, like storytelling and messaging across all platforms, not just releasing it through your PR person who's going to go to Fox, right? Because that's who they have an in with. They have an in with Fox, so they're going to go to Fox because they want to show you that they're providing value, so they're going to go to Fox. Cool. But if you can control your messaging, you can put your videos together, you can put your articles together, you can put your blog together, you can put your TikToks together, you can put the tweets out, and you can control your website, you are now telling a story that's a little bit more cohesive, a little bit more stronger, and people can't guess who you are. You're telling them directly who you are. So PR focuses on crafting a specific message, guys, and that specific message might relay on external, not might, it does relay on external channels and entities, which sometimes can lead to loss of control over your message final presentation. I've seen where PR people have reached out and gotten interviews for folks and gotten people on platforms, and at the interview and at the platform, it switches because it's that narrative that they're telling for that person is positive for them, but for the brand itself, the media outlet, it's more salacious, it's more clicks, it's more views if I denigrate or downplay this thing. So we got to be very mindful of that. You don't, when you go through PR, it's a great way to boost and enhance, but you don't have all of the power that you're going to want to have when you're trying to build your brand. So lastly, adaptability and innovation. Brand growth. From brand growth position, brands that are actively managing and grown can more easily adapt and innovate based on market feedback and changing consumer behaviors. This agility ensures they remain relevant and comprehensive. There are ebbs and flows with your brand. There are ebbs and flows with your content, your creation of that content, and how you do it. And so sometimes you need to be able to slow down. Sometimes you need to be able to pick up. Sometimes you need to be able to have a different voice. It needs to be more comical. It needs to be more serious. It needs to be able to convey certain messaging at certain times, and you don't always have that from a PR position, because PR it can pivot to new narratives as needed, but it is inherently reactive and depending on existing perceptions and media opportunities. So if something's going on in your city and you need to be able to talk about that, you're not going to always have that slot to talk about that if there's not the opportunity from a media landscape to do that. So just be thinking about that. So of course, investing in a brand growth is about building a foundation and nurturing relationships directly with your audience, which yields sustainable benefits. PR is an important tool within the broader marketing and branding strategy, effective for specific goals like crisis management, event promotion, short-term visibility boosts, but it should not be a larger integrated approach to truly maximize a company's potential and longevity in the market. I think from my perspective as a consultant and someone who manages teams that have PR folks on them, you need a PR person on the team, but your team cannot be solely made up of a PR person. You're going to miss the ability to really tell your story and to really build something that is robust. So get you a PR person, 100%. Hire a PR person today. But don't do away with everything else because you're going to have a PR person. All right. That's your guy, Rock. This is Social Advice Podcast, where it don't take that long to get right, shorty. I'm going to be coming with more of these insights. I appreciate you guys taking the time. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram at Rock Mitchell, on TikTok at Rock Mitchell 2, on I am on Threads, Rock Mitchell. And of course, you can find us here on all podcast outlets and on YouTube, Rock Mitchell. I'm your guy. I'll talk to you soon. Remember, don't take that long to get right, shorty. Peace.